Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Social Impactors Podcast. And we have a really exciting guest today. We have Alan Smithson, who is a virtual and augmented reality expert. And as you can see here, he's working on his notes through his virtual reality headset. And Alan, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm actually going to take this off because it's actually doing nothing right now.
Yeah. I will.
What's he doing? Nothing. Literally nothing. It's off.
That's awesome.
How's it going, guys? Thank you so much for having me, Avery. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah. So why don't you give a little bit of information, you know, about yourself, what you're doing, and why you think you're a social impactor?
Sure. So my name is Alan Smithson. I'm the CEO of Metaverse, and we focus on building virtual and augmented reality solutions for businesses. And we focus really on the V-commerce, which is e-commerce and retail space. My personal mission in life is to inspire and educate the next generation of young entrepreneurs to think and act in a way that's socially, economically, and environmentally sustainable. So that's my what, my why, and yeah.
That's awesome. No, it seems like that's something you've said many, many times, which is, you know, really your mission and your mandate.
It is. Yeah. It is, and it's interesting because, you know, every day, you know, I post on LinkedIn and I do these things, and people have reached out and said, oh, you know, you really inspired me today. I was like, oh, check that off. Or yeah, I learned from you today. Check that off. It's like, if you look at it from that very small window of inspire and educate, then it's a great place to be.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it can be as little as, you know, something as one person, but it can be as large as, hundreds or thousands, but even that one person.
For every one person that tells you, maybe there's 100 that you have impacted and they didn't tell you.
Yeah. That's true. That's awesome. Yeah. The multiplier.
Through social media, you don't know where you're reaching.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's jump right into the questions then. So the first question I have is, how are you making a positive impact within your community with what you've told me with that statement?
So right now, I guess I'm not making an impact the way I want to. So what I've been planning for the last 3 years is to build a new education platform. And it's basically taking the best of e-commerce and the best of entrepreneurship and the best of education and putting it together. So what I realized in kind of going through the entrepreneurial journey that I've been through, and I've had some amazing wins and devastating losses, and one of the things that I kept coming to mind is like, why didn't somebody just tell me that? And one of the most simple things that got me through everything was keeping a gratitude journal. And when you think about it, just writing down once a day what you're grateful for, or saying it out loud, or telling other people what you're grateful for, you can't be fearful and grateful. You can't be hateful and grateful. It just doesn't work. So that really got me through a time when things were just not going really well. And so I came up with this curriculum to teach kids the fundamentals of success using entrepreneurship as the backbone. So things like gratitude, positivity, mindset, deep breathing, yoga, mindfulness, goal setting, and also the hard skills, marketing, sales, financial planning, investing. These are all skills that for whatever reason, at any level in school, we don't teach. So, and one of the other things that I kind of learned, I was like, okay, well, how do we get people to do what we want them to do? And typically, if you want somebody to do something that you want them to do, you pay them.
Yeah.
And so in school, we want kids to learn, but yet we force them to pay to learn. What? Something went wrong there along the way. So our program is going to be paying kids as they learn in little micro payments, as they take little micro lessons that reinforce positivity, mindset, goal setting every single day, because really it comes down to habits. And if you can instill those habits in an economically, socially, and environmentally sustainable way, that's the mindset moving forward of a next generation. And that's what I'm aiming towards. So while I haven't started that yet, I've been working on it for 3 years, and it will be launched in around 2021. We're still working on the dates.
That's incredible. And one of the, I guess, an example that I've seen too, that's been talked about, and I don't think it's been actioned, but is about using cryptocurrency or using, you know, these microtransactions or microcurrencies and having those as that reward, right? Like when you learn in the class.
Our coin will launch next year, and it's actually 4 tokens in one. So it's an equity token. A spend token. So as kids buy and sell and create products and you know, interact with it, they get paid in a spend token. Mm-hmm. And of that, 70% goes into a savings account, 20% goes into an investment account, which they control, and then 10% goes into an account for them to donate to a charity of their choice.
That's awesome.
And then, so you've got your spend token, then you've got your equity token. If they keep doing things and they keep up with it, eventually they get equity in the company. And so there's an equity token. Then there's a points token, which is for, you know, helping others and doing things and you're really just participating all the time. And you get these points tokens, and they're redeemable for experiences. So you get invited to experiences. And then the 4th token we can't talk about just yet, but it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, sorry. That was great. That was a lot with the token concept, which I really like the tokenized economy, right? I think
it's a way that you can spread this globally without having to worry about, you have to stop worrying about tax implications, but you don't have to worry about transfers and banking and this and, you know, and it's all instant and it's all running on the blockchain. So I think blockchain technology was one of those things that, you know, I was trying to figure out how to do it as a typical company. And, you know, as I started reading more about blockchain, I became an advisor on a coin and I was like, oh, this is a perfect technology for what we want to do. So. Mm.
That's awesome. That's amazing. So then, with talking about everything then, do you believe that social impact as a core is an important part of business? And if so, why?
I think, in my opinion, we have 3 core elements to business. And if you look at business the way it's measured, the only measurement of success of a business right now is financial, economic. That's the only measure of success for a business. So what I think we have to change the paradigm shift to is a 3-legged prong approach or 3-pronged approach where you have economic is important. You must have a profitable business and social. So you must have happy customers, happy people working for you, employees. You must think of the social impact of what you're making people do. And then the last one is environmental. What is the impact on the planet? And if you were to take that and divide it into 3, and your measurement of success of a company is 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, economic, social, and environmental, and that was the global standard, we could reverse all of it. You know, we would have wonderful, wonderful companies that aren't just based on profit.
No.
But that's going to take, that's like a generational change. And you have to do that through education, which is why I think the program that we're building can really make that impact.
And an interesting concept that I've seen in the investment space that I've been a part of is impact investing, right? You're flipping the traditional script of angel investing and you're investing, you know, for an ROI, but also for an impact, right? I think
that's really vital. But I think, you know, if we had a simple measure for economic, social, and environmental success of a company, and you could literally assign a measurement to companies, then you could look, oh, well, Coca-Cola has, you know, a 9 out of 10 in economic and a 6 out of 10 in social, but a 2 out of 10 in environmental. Well, you know, until they get up to a minimum, I'm not going to support their products anymore.
Yeah,
we just have this global leveling of companies because they would be forced to answer to all 3, not just 1.
I love that. Yeah, that's that holistic approach to it. So the last question I have then is, what is your advice for anyone listening or anyone that might view this? What's your advice on them beginning to make that impact in their communities?
So I think it comes down to finding stuff you're really interested in and just going and volunteering and starting. So if you're interested in, you know, entrepreneurship, you can, you know, join groups and volunteer and help them maybe start at a conference. Find what you're passionate about. If you're, you know, passionate about animals, maybe go volunteer at a humane society for a day a week and go walk some dogs. Like, amazing, right? You're gonna, or maybe go to an animal conference and say, hey, do you need volunteers for this animal conference? And go help them with that. Just find a way to get involved with what you're interested in, because making a social impact really has to come from the heart. And if it doesn't come from the heart and you're just doing it just to get some credits on something, that's really, it's not the way to go.
Yeah.
So I think find something that you really love and then that kind of inspires you to go there every day and then do it. Not every day, whenever you can.
Yeah, yeah. So it's that core value that you have to align with, right? That's that impact.
Absolutely.
Awesome. No, I love it.
And interest, right? You know, you could believe really in the SPCA or the, you know, you could really believe in their mantra and mission and not really care about it. You're like, I believe in it. It's cool. It's great. I love saving animals, but I don't want to go to, you know, work in an animal place at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to align it with something you're passionate about that you want to do, you know, because if you're going to spend time doing something, you must always love it.
Mm. Always love it. I like that. That encapsulates it.
Pretty much. Well, I'm 40 now, or 40 something. Over 40 now. And, you know, I think about the years of things I've spent doing things I didn't like to do. Mm. And I'm like, why did I do that for so long? You know, I was like, I was unhappy for a long time doing something that I didn't like. So if you don't like something, and, you know, there's one thing, if you're at a job and there's certain parts of the job you don't like, you just have to do it, it's fine. But if you're really miserable and unhappy, you only get one shot at this life. You only get how many seconds a day?
86,400.
86,400. Maria's here. Come here, Maria. Maria's working with us in marketing, and she just got a new tattoo. 86,400 seconds in every day.
That's awesome.
Reminding
every
you.
Every second counts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So there you go.
That's awesome. Well, Alan, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I live those seconds, like you said, that's important. But it was great having you, and I wish you all the best with everything that you're doing.
Thanks so much, Avery. Appreciate it. Cheers, yeah. Everybody.
Thanks.